Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 711. The Cost of Things and Know Why You Buy. Both by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. And I am your narrator. My name is Dan, and happy Monday to you. Welcome to a brand new week here on the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you on this Minimalist Monday. So let's get right to our two posts from Colin as we optimize your life. The Cost of Things by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. It's amazing what we can get for $20 these days. Sure, it sometimes seems like inflation just won't quit, and the costs of living add up to a frightening sum, and a pack of gum that could once be had for less than a dollar now costs several. But this is mostly a slow burn perspective that's difficult to see clearly because it moves so steadily. Our buying power for most things in the developed and developing worlds has been on an upward trend for generations, and our lack of appreciation for this fact stems not from a dearth of wielded purchasing power, but from the lack of synchronicity between that power and our expectations of how much power we should possess, as explained and reinforced by marketing messages. Demand isn't created for a product or service unless you keep people aspirational, so it's in the best interest of many to keep us wanting more than we have. Beyond this dollars and cents cost for things, there are other less obvious expenses, price tags that we don't tend to see unless we look closely, but which are worth acknowledging nonetheless. Opportunity cost, for example, is what we give up in favor of what we choose to buy or consume or spend our time with. When I purchase a phone, the opportunity cost is every other phone on the market and the possibility of not having a phone and the software, networks, and brand associations of those other phones and lifestyles. The cost of my phone, then, is not just the number on the click-to-buy button. There's also long-term monetary cost, which includes things like recurring payments and debt, not just for the item in question, but for interest accrued on other debt that you could have paid off instead of making your purchase. If I buy a phone instead of paying off debt, the cost of that phone goes up because of the extra debt accrued through my non-payment. Or how about the resource and sustainability cost of our purchases? Smartphones are the end result of a massive supply chain connecting all the components of the device, allowing them to be constructed by machines and people who must be paid and fed and housed, and in the case of the machines, maintained. These supply chains stretch far and wide, encompassing mines and roads and caravans of trucks and back-channel deals with politicians. This includes the technologies required to work with the materials and mold them into useful shapes, which makes use of scientific knowledge that's been conceived and refined over many centuries, with the most fundamental knowledge tracing back to the beginning of humankind, and the most small and specific going back only years or months. This all coalesces into something incredibly intuitive and valuable, aided by the millions of manpower hours that have gone into developing the software, and yet so common as to be barely noticeable. Every single thing we buy has a price, and that price is typically far larger than we think while swiping our cards at the checkout terminal or one-click shopping online. This doesn't make our purchases inherently harmful or wrong. If anything, it makes them all the more impressive for the chain of people and events and resources that have been linked up to make the end product available for common consumption. But it's valuable to understand that the simple act of buying a phone or anything else has repercussions beyond the passive buy and move on mentality we often adopt when procuring a new possession. We consider how something will improve our lives, make us feel, improve the perception others have of us and the perception we have of ourselves, and myriad other variables associated with a capitalistic exchange of value. It only seems prudent that we consider the bigger picture, the true cost of things, as well. Update, April 20th, 2017. The true cost and the number of people involved with producing anything at all in the modern age is staggering. It's a positive consequence of globalization that we can benefit from this and not even notice it. Although there are downsides to our increased, always-on interconnectivity, this is one of the major upsides. Know Why You Buy by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com. Why do you go to a bar? This isn't a rhetorical question. The answer most people would give, to drink, is only correct some of the time. Drinking at a bar is an excuse to have a shared experience. It's an activity that a person can do in public among other people. People go to bars to be in public, to be social, to be with people. There are exceptions, certainly, but think about it this way. If you want to drink, there are usually better ways to do so. It's cheaper to drink at home. Home is also a place where your drinking is less likely to be interrupted by other people. You don't have to drive afterward. Logically, if one's true desire is to drink, a bar is not the most ideal place to do it. The same logic can be applied to lots of things. You generally don't buy a flashy watch to tell the time. You don't buy high-heeled shoes because they're better for walking in than sneakers. Bars, expensive watches, and high-heeled shoes all have purposes, but not always the purposes we tell ourselves they have when we spend money on them. If I want a drink, I'll get a bottle of wine and go home. If I want to hang out with people, I'll go to a bar. What's important is that we know why we buy what we buy. Awareness of the purpose behind a desired product or experience can help us better understand what we're hoping to get out of life and what could be missing from it in the meantime. I tell myself I want a massive television for watching football, but in reality, I'm hoping for an excuse to have people over more frequently. If I'm able to get down to the root of that need, it's likely I can solve the problem, which is not having friends around often enough, without taking out a mortgage on the house. I can achieve those same ends in a different way. There's nothing wrong with spending money to fulfill a need. That's what money's for, after all. But it's best to be sure that what you're buying will fill the need you have, not one you're being told you should have. Money can buy happiness, but only if you're shopping for the right things. Update, February 23rd, 2017. That last line became a somewhat viral quote that people use for all kinds of random things. I see it on Instagram posts, for instance, that promote rampant, thoughtless consumption, which kind of misses the point, but I guess you can't control the words you put out into the world. One of the dangers of clicking publish on a blog. You just listened to the posts titled The Cost of Things and Know Why You Buy, both by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's going to do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and have a great start to your week. I'll see you right back here tomorrow in the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.